escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
She might be laying out the future of this season for the Browns, and it's a future that a lot of fans don't seem to like. Here's Mary Kay about a hypothetical move that the Browns could make.
If they knew that perhaps they could get the version of Deshaun Watson that beat Baltimore in Baltimore a couple of years ago, if they got that guy, would they want him? Do they just not want the guy that they saw last year? Do they not want the guy that comes with the baggage? If you could get the version of Deshaun Watson who could win football games, if you could get a winning quarterback, and not that he would have a chance to even play, but if you get to the trade deadline and you like what you see from Dylan and somebody comes calling for Joe Flacco, do you maybe think about putting Deshaun back on the roster as your backup and let Dylan play out the season and Shador play out the season, but kind of keep him as that one play away guy? I think that, you know, there's just a larger discussion here that is pretty complicated.
That is a pretty scary scenario for a lot of people, because I think just
what
people
percentage?
Are ready to move on.
Nobody, what percentage?
What percentage?
Well, no, it's funny. We were talking about
89.6%. Yeah. That's the percentage. That's where the poll ended. That's a very heavy no. Very, very, very heavy no. That do not want him ever to play for the Browns again. I think everybody's ready to move on. I mean, we cannot go back to holding on to second half of the Ravens game stuff here. No. Mm-mm. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me once, you can't get fooled again. Go ahead.
The funny thing is, I think I got to go back to the conversations we were having. I don't even think we were fooled the first time by that half. It was a nice half. I did not think that was going to be all of a sudden a revelation, you know, moment for Deshaun Watson.
Who's we in that? Because there was plenty of people fooled by that. They were calling into this station.
They were. Well, we got
I
into
think
it.
They were hoping.
We got into it with other shows. And that's probably it. Honestly, that's
hoping.
Not even Owen. That's not even to bash other hosts or other people that were saying it.
Right.
It's just we had seen it, like the Deshaun Watson that I wanted, that I desperately wanted, was a top five quarterback in the NFL. And really, there wasn't a lot of disagreement at the time about that.
Oh, I thought he was number four.
The Deshaun Watson that we got, you could almost tell instantly.
The
body language, as we're looking at a lot of body language lately, the mechanics seem to be shot. And that off time, and this is where Ken was right and should do Champions Pose, that time away, it just killed him. And his mental edge
was
gone.
There was no confidence.
There was
no confidence.
The dude I saw, and I pulled up the highlights from his rookie year against Seattle, against the Legion of Boom.
Yes.
That guy was the most confident quarterback in the league. That was gone. That guy was totally gone. We were hoping for Michael Vick, who, when he came back from a couple of years away from football.
We didn't even get Marcus.
Was a better player, was a smarter player. We got a way worse player.
I caught that Marcus reference. Well done. If there's anything that does bother me, that when people write in chats and everything, it's like, this is the show that they celebrated getting Deshaun. I go, no, not
well,
one
did.
Of them.
Yeah,
not
I did.
Half. Well, I'm heavier, so I would say I'm even more than half of the show. Half
and
of the
were,
show.
There were 13 fan bases that were livid they didn't get him.
Yeah, I understand that. I said I thought at the time he was a better quarterback, but I didn't celebrate it. I didn't think he was going to be that great. He ended up not being that great.
Make sure they heard that. You thought he was better than Baker.
Yeah.
Okay, I just didn't want you to gloss over that. We got to both be wrong. If we're gonna live in the being wrong part of this, we got to both be wrong.
I'll admit to that every day. I thought he was better. I thought at the time he was better than Baker. I mean, Baker was...
Because he was. He was better than Baker.
I mean, Baker was
he's
in
not
a
now.
Dark place as a quarterback at that time. But fans are just done. He didn't want to... It's a broken record every time we talk about it. He don't want to be here. He never wanted to come here. So he only came here for money. There's no passionate. There's no drive to be better. There's none of that. And anybody who thought that was just simply fooled. That's all there was to it. And the sooner we can all move on, the better. We have to go through this year, and everybody has to be nice to each other. Again, I said the same thing about this year a month ago and a month before that, and I'll say the same thing about it in the future. So, yeah, even if he does play for the Browns, it's not where I don't think people are going to be mad. I think people are just going to tune out. That'll be the end of it. If he does end up playing for the Browns this year, that's it, and they're going to go, okay, see you in Pittsburgh in 2026 in April. Shador Sanders, Dylan Gabriel.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh. Bring back Kenny Pickett. Trade another fifth again. Swap the fifth again. Bring him back if you want to. Bailey Zappe. I think a lot of that probably when I said a couple of those last names, yeah, they'll probably still tune out. The other one, they'll make people tune out. That'll be it. They'll call it in for the year, and they're moving on to everything else and moving on to their wintertime and trying to hunker down and getting ready for the draft. That ain't going to work. It was a programmatic non-fit from the start. It was something that I wish, obviously, because he ended up becoming a good quarterback, I wish we could take back. I really, really, really wish we could take back. We can't. The only thing we can do is learn from it.
Yeah, so the Browns would not have given up on this version of Baker Mayfield. Giving up on a very different version, a younger, more immature version. And yes, he was injured, and both parties had a lot of culpability with how that was handled.
So if we got the number one overall pick and say we take Lenoris Sellers this coming year and he ends up having a rough patch here and there, let's please learn from the mistakes we made as radio show hosts, as I don't think we ran them out of town. They made their own decision, and as a person, if we're running people out of town, I'll tell you this.
The team literally ran him out of town by saying goodbye to him and going after a different quarterback.
If you go back and check the tapes from October of 2021, there was guys kicking the idea around on air just to kind of get the feeling of the fan base. And I kept going, no, I don't think the fans are going to like that. I don't think the fans are going to like that. Not really interested in doing that, because we knew some things. And I was right about that, even though, yeah, I did feel that he was a better quarterback than Baker Mayfield at the time. That 100%, 100% wrong about that. But if we were running people in and out of town, I would not have ran him in town if I was that powerful. I'm not, but if I was, I would not have done that. So the only thing I can hope is that we all learn our lesson and we all settle down for a moment when we get whoever it might be. Maybe it'll be Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, or Shedeur Sanders, and we don't have to worry about it. More than likely not, we'll probably all have to move on, because that's the way this all seems to work. The Kenny Pickett stuff doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me, but I don't know how much stuff is going to actually make sense. But no, I think that a lot of fans, they'll just tune out if he ends up coming in. Doug Lamorese is going to join us at 9:21 this morning.
Did you see this?
Famous football player settling his roots here.
Did you see this on page 6? An exclusive. I love when they throw exclusive under their big celebrity news. And they are like ground zero for anything Taylor Swift is page 6. And what I saw this morning, Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce eyeing $18 million Ohio mansion. Did you know there was an $18 million Ohio mansion over there on the east side? We knew Hunting Valley. We get some calls from Hunting Valley from time to time. What do we always say?
$18 million. Oh, congratulations on all your success.
Of course, the same house, if it were in, say, a New York suburb or Long Island.
Would it be less?
Would it be
more?
It would be going for like $36 million.
See, these two, they know good value.
Yes, they do. And it says, complete with recording studio near his childhood home, according to sources. How would this reporter at page 6, how would she, this Mara Siegler, who I went to West Geauga with and was just at a wedding with a few years, how would she have sources embedded in Northeast Ohio that would have such information? That is astounding. That is an intrepid reporter that is pounding the pavement.
She was in the Wolverina?
She was a cheerleader for West Geauga basketball back in the day. How would she know all this? This is crazy. Earlier this summer, the now engaged pair were spotted having lunch at a chic French bistro, JoJo's, in Chagrin Falls, an idyllic village near Kelce's hometown of Cleveland Heights. And there was a buzz that they were house hunting in the area. Kenny, this is impressive reporting.
Where's the buzz coming from?
That is a great question.
Where was the chic French bistro?
Over there in Chagrin Falls.
Like, you guys got to be married for at least 10 years before you guys start doing that.
I mean, that is like 7 minutes down the road from this house they have in this piece. Oh, boy. 6 bedrooms, 13-bathroom estate, built by architect Charles Fazio.
Why do you have so many bathrooms when you only have 6 bedrooms?
Would give the couple ample privacy and plenty of space to host famous friends like Selena Gomez and the Haymes sisters, plus Kelce and Swift's family, of course. And Gigi Hadid.
What a slippery wizard.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.